listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, I apologize for not doing programs live Friday and Monday. I had to let my friend go, Marcelo. I've known him since he is knee-high to a grasshopper. Oh, I hope he didn't hear that. Anyway, and so he's laughing in the background, but I do appreciate and give him an opportunity to do whatever he wants for the weekend. So I apologize. I know you want me instead of him, and he wants me instead of him. So let me start my program. I have decided that I may do two hours. I may. And those 2 hours, I don't have any script. I haven't got the foggiest idea of what I'm going to say, but I know what I have to start with. And what I'm going to start with is what I've been talking about for years and years and years. It is what makes us warfare, hate each other, doing unto others what was done unto us, appeasing, bullying. However, you can go on and on and on of what people do to each other, but at the center of it, the origin of it, is very easy to clear, to understand. And I have written about this in most of my books, but when I get on the radio, I must not read from a book. So you will please forgive me if I stutter sometimes and lose a word or two. But it has to be that way. And you have to be ad lib with me if you call me, 800-866-8883. And that's from 6 to 7, maybe to 8 tonight. It all depends how I'm able to express myself. And it all depends on if you say, what is this? What are you talking about? What am I talking about is... See, there it is. It is something is called appeasing. Have you ever heard of the word appeasement? It means to, well, it has several meanings. It depends on who you are. An appeaser is the person who causes a war. Yes. And in many circles, religious circles, typically Catholic, they think appeasing, they think they have love, but what they're really doing is causing an enemy to be stronger and to go on loving them. But you see, you cannot create love. Love is from God. I have said many times, and I'm warning you, you can't think of loving God. You do not know what love is, so how can you love God? What you have is appeasement to other people to show that how much love you have. But that's not love. You weaken a person and you become a bully. And you upset a person, or a person tries to upset you, and you give in. Those are the two behaviors that will get us all killed. When I was a little boy, and just let me start in a little beginning. So I'm a little boy. And I saw at my aunt's residence, she had a dining room or a room that juts out into the street. And there's always fog there, nearly always fog when I was a little boy at five. And I can see both sides. And one day I was looking through the window, and it was foggy. When they have really fog, you can't find your own house if you're standing outside it. But those things are gone, but I was there. I'm getting on 90 years old. Anyway, I'll continue in just a minute. We must make a break. Okay.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, my opening salvo was to try to get you to understand why we're always killing each other. In our relationships to our wives and husbands, our children, and in politics the same way, what that is that causes war. And I've seen enough wars. I'm almost 90 years old. I've seen them. I've been in one. I'm in the military. I've seen the bombs falling, etc., etc. But I was telling you just a little bit. When I was 5 years old, and my aunt has a nice house that juts out into the street. And so you can see both sides. And one day, I was just looking out, and it was very foggy, but not foggy enough to see somebody passing by. And I saw a person emerge from the smog or the fog and come into existence. And then go back into the fog again and disappear. And I was overcome. I felt like I wanted to commit suicide by looking at that. I was so sensitive to what that was, I never forgot it. That is all you have, ladies and gentlemen. You come in the fog, you make an appearance a little while, and then you're dead. That's not meaning. I want to make meaning tonight. I want to show you there's meaning. But you don't know where to find that. All of you start off and you inherit the generations, all the generations ever since paradise was lost. And everything is upside down. Therefore, since you've done this thing, you shall belong to your wife. Be part of her. Belong to her. It's upside down, you see. Therefore, so you bond to your wife. I didn't get the right word, but it's exactly what it means. To become part of her. The smaller part. It should be God, man, woman, child. Not child, woman, man, God. That's upside down. And I want to say to you that those of you who think you love God, you need to be very much warned by that, because you cannot find love You cannot have love because when you come into the world, the culture gets into you. And that is your identity. So you're born an Isis, you'll be an Isis. I don't know what you call them. You're born in Borneo, you'll be a cannibal. And there's so many of them, you dare not to be anything else. And many countries are like that. You can't be free. America, I'm free. Don't you dare mess with me when I say I'm free. And when I say I'm free to tell you that you do not know what love is, I would say 95% of you do not know what love is. You think you love God. First of all, that is a crime. Now, if you think I'm crazy, you just wait a minute. You just wait a minute. And don't get upset. Because if you get upset, something bad happens to you. I don't mean to upset you, but if you get upset with the truth, I'm about to tell you, I'm going to put something in you that you wouldn't believe, and you're going to suffer for almost ever until you understand why you're getting angry with me when I'm telling you the truth. The truth is, you don't have love. You've got lust. Ever any kind of love you've got is codependence. You're codependent. That's what it is. But as a codependent, you're an appeaser. That's what you are. You're an appeaser to the bully. Yes, when you appease, you think it's love. You don't know what love is. How dare you call appeasing love? You're the one that unconsciously causes a person to be a bully or emboldens. Oh, emboldens the worst kind of people to destroy you. See, in other words, you're a bloody coward. Excuse the expression. Are you an appeaser, yes or no? I am talking to you with a face. Do you appease? All right? It's not your fault, because when you come into the world came into you. I get it. So you're not guilty of that, but I want you to know that you are an appeaser. And if you can see that you're an appeaser, you can see that you support a criminal. You will support the worst in everybody. And as far as loving God, you don't know what love is about. You can't say, I love God. Well, that's a put down. Look, God is the only love. Your girlfriend doesn't love you. She emboldens you to be a rotten, stinking slug, hungry for her sex and feelings, and loving that and feeling good about it. See, I'm trying to use some words and put some momentum behind them. I say to you, God is love, and that is a mystery. And you can find that love if you give up what you think of as love and to be loved. To love and to be loved is all bullcucky. It's nothing of the truth. It all starts with that, doesn't it? You fall in love. Yeah, you fall from what love is all about. And you think of it as love. And that love is got another word to it, lust. Lust is not love. So if you lust somebody, you're not loving them. You're doing a terrible harm. And so, in my opening salvo, I said, there's only two. In your broken life, you have no choice. You think you have choices, so you have lemonade and cabbage-ade. I just make something up, silly. But that's not a choice whereby you get to something. It's two different things. But the same thing, they're just vegetables and food. I say there's another meaning to God, who can only give you love. He gave me love. He gave me love. And I don't feel anything. I know he's loving me, but I can't say I love him because he's the lover. I am the benefactor of his love. And to love him in the strictest sense, to love my God, is to do the right thing every single moment without trying to figure out what those moments are and what path I'm traveling on, and never getting upset by anybody, and staying calm and confident, never losing my confidence. In other words, he has given me love, and in order to share it with you. And if you can hear what I'm coming from, then I can share what he gives to you. And you can do the same and do something kind and always be kind and thoughtful and not an abuser, appeaser. Appeasing is a lie. Lie loving. And if you are in a religious situation, especially with Catholics, whom I love very much, they're not taught much. They go to church every month and mumble, 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 go home. And don't teach, show you anything. So Jesus says, of myself I can do nothing. The Father within me, he doth it. So God loves Jesus, and he passes the love, but does not originate it. I'm not originating anything. I'm the extension of it. I hope you receive it, because if you don't, you'll lose your life and your love, and nothing will ever work for you. It will work in the beginning, but in the end, it will fall apart.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
So do you understand that when I say there's only one love? There's nobody has love, but there are people who are loved by your Creator, and he gives something of himself into you, and he takes away emotion, which is animal, in conflict with the human. And this animal, if it's not saved from its animal state of what love is all about. I love ice cream. I love my girlfriend. Love is a feeling. I feel good. I feel good. And whatever makes you feel good is material. It's material. Whatever it is, it gives you a feeling. It gives you a good feeling. And then you become addicted to it. Yes, addicted to it. And if you have a bully, that person is addicted to love, does not know how. The only love she knows is to appease. Are you an appeaser, you cowardly person? How dare you? Listen to your preacher and not call him out when he's talking about God's love. God is love. And when he's in you, then and you listen to what I'm saying, if it's me or a Jesus, it comes through him, doesn't it? He claims of myself I can do nothing, he says. The Father within me, he doth it. He sends me. He gives me this. Don't think, this is not me, he says. He's very clear, it's not him. It's the extension of God in him to do what he's supposed to do, and he did it. But he was trying to show us the courage of being able to stand up to the whole world and bring it down. And look what happened. You Christians do not understand your own Christianity. And I'm a Jewish boy. I love him in a manner of speaking. I see that he's got something for me. And it's a gift. It's a gift that he got. And he gave it to other people. And I think I inherited those other people. I just want to share this with you. I have been in wars. I've been through several wars. And it seems like we never stop having wars. And it seems like we never have stopped wars with each other. Husband with wife, wife with husband. Wars is nothing to do with love. You fall from what love is all about, gentlemen. Every single one of you, with great rarity, you fall from what is love all about. End of sentence. 800-866-8883. And every person listening to me on this program is either a bully in one way and an appeaser in another way. In other words, you could have both. You're strong before the weak and weak before the strong. Nothing more. That's all you got in varying degrees. Look at the principle behind everything. Look at the car you want to give to a girl just to obligate her to give you sex. Whether it's your wife or anybody. Why can't you give something of yourself that never ends? I am talking to you about something. And that something is, well, you can't see it, you can't feel it, you can't touch it. But it's in you. It's in you to see where I'm coming from. And as you listen to me, you can see that you're going wrong. That no matter what you do, everything's going to get worse and worse. Disease, suffering, divorce, children being destroyed, you know, demoralized. And the mother and father did it, but they don't know. They see the sick kid and they think the kid is sick. It's they that caused the sickness. You have a problem with your kids, it's you. Your children come into the world. The world is a culture. This is a good culture. It has potential. But you see, you've got to be careful not to become the extension of your culture, because you're a slave then. You become a slave. You become a bully. And you're no longer innocent. You come into the world, and the world comes into you, and you get no protection from your father because he doesn't know how to be a man. He still wants love from the mother, from your wife. And when you grow older, sir, you're going to do the same bloody thing. And you're going to repeat the same thing over and over again to music. And glorious music. And glorious love is all bullcucky. It's time for you to wake up. In other words, your love is deceitful. You want something for it, don't you? You love to be loved. God doesn't do that. He loves you. And you can feel, you can sense some kind of mysterious light shining through you. But you can't see the light. But what it does is it melts emotion. It melts the stress. It takes all the animal factors, the driving forces, it takes it away and leaves you with nothing. Nothing, because the nothing state is how he comes through you. If there's something in the way, you love somebody and you love them and you love them and they love you back, and you hate somebody and hate somebody and they hate them back, all you've got is mess. I won't go into that, but you know what I'm talking about. When you get upset. Okay, don't go away. I'll be back in a minute. You do the right thing. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to war, I mean real war, bombs, shells, nuclear stuff, you can see the same thing. You can see clearly how you people as a whole, not just a person, now a person as a whole, all wanting peace and yielding to the bullies and emboldening them. In other words, your love is a killer. It emboldens the killers. It emboldens the warmongers. It emboldens them. Now, I'm trying to say, however, I am a fighter. And I want all of you to be a fighter for your Creator. In other words, you need to learn to take the energy He gives you. In other words, He gives you an energy, but you can't feel it. You can't claim any success or power or good. You can't help what you are, just like you can't help what you are when you're wrong. It's the same kind of thing the other way around. You're the extension of good, beginning with Jesus. And those who believe Him become the extension of Him, and others will become the extension of you ad infinitum. So we will have a country that's strong, standing up, ready to fight, and not to be afraid, and bring the power against them just by existing. Just by existing. They can see something different about you. They test you, and you're not found wanting. They will test you again. And what they're waiting for is you to get upset. But you don't. You don't know how. You've lost it. God's taken it away from you and giving you an energy that cannot be touched. It stays calm. And if there's necessary to throw the money changers out of the temple, you can do it and nobody will touch you. In other words, there's a good anger, and there's a bad anger. And the good anger has no hate in it. It just throws everything around, say, you can't keep do business in my Father's house. It's simple. But He's not angry like you are. And when you hear my words, I'm not going to be angry like you are. And that's what helped me to overcome lots of things and give me wisdom. In other words, I don't have a story on my own. The story of my life began a long time ago, and I didn't know He was in me, and I was following Him until one day I realized that I'm a Jewish boy. All of a sudden, I began to see that He is the Savior of the country. But it says, I believe it says, that I wish I could find the right words, but the salvation of the world is of the Jews, correct? Jesus is Jewish. He never was anything else. So you can call yourself a Christian, but I didn't have to change my religion to believe in Him, to know that He's coming, and He is in me. I hope it be in you. Please listen. Look at the appeasement. All right, we're going to have a caller. I was going to finish it, but I said, just quickly, that if you are one of those two, if you're a bully, then you'll have an appeaser. Every bully has his appeaser. And every bully is emboldened by appeaser, including our whole enemies. And that's the reason why I have war. But if you all like me, or Jesus, who gave me the understanding of what he understood, and the light that shines through him shines through me. It's shining through me. I'm not doing anything. I'm just the agent. But that's what it is. I love it. I enjoy it. I don't like to use the word love. You see, I make a mistake there. It's easy. I'm grateful. I'm free. I'm free because you can't make me upset. You can't. Whatever ever happens to me, I won't resent you. I'll smash you in the face if I had to save my family or things like that. But I don't have to be angry. I just do it. To somebody twice or three times as big as myself. That's been that way for a long time. Okay, well, we have a whistle somehow. Can you hear a whistle? Oh, it's not. Okay, let me speak to Joanna then in Boston. Hello, Joanna.
Hello, Roy. Thanks so much for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I appreciate everything you do. I really love you so much. So the problem is with my 21-year-old son. I don't really have any major problems with any of my other kids, but for some reason my son has been hard from the start. I've spoken to you over the years, and we've even flown out to see you a couple times. But now he's 21, and it looks like he's getting some addictions here, like marijuana, and if he can't get that, it's alcohol. He went on a vacation recently for a week.
Where's the father?
The father is very involved, actually. The
yes.
father is extremely involved. He spends so much time with my son talking to him and helping him with goals. And
he may not know. He may not know what the mistake he's making.
Yeah, I don't know.
Does he love you?
Yes. In the right way. My husband's very good. He's an unselfish person. Completely
yes.
unselfish.
But is he an appeaser?
Think twice. Mm-hmm. He's strong in some ways, but he is an appeaser in some ways.
Yes. So he has no authority over your son.
Some.
No, he has none. Mm-hmm. You have it or you don't.
Mm.
You pause a little bit here. In other words, he doesn't have the right love. He has an appeasing love. He tries to be kind and thoughtful and gentle. But all of that is imitation. It isn't real. It's got to be real. Don't go away.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883. You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, Joanna, you're back.
Yeah. Yes.
Now listen. Let me say something.
Okay.
What your son needs mm-hmm. is pure love that doesn't come from him, but through him from God. You understand the difference?
Yeah.
His love does not originate. In other words, he doesn't originate that love. He needs to be loved from his weakness to you. He has a weakness to you. That's what you love.
He doesn't really have a weakness. to
yes.
me.
Say that again. Say it again.
He doesn't have a weakness to me.
I'm not hearing what you say, probably slowly.
He doesn't have a weakness to me.
I still didn't hear
I don't see that. I don't see a weakness towards me, but I see a weakness towards appeasing my son because he's afraid my son's going to get angry at him or, you know, he wants to make
Do you understand that? Do you hear what you just said? He's afraid he might get angry with him.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be afraid of angry. I wouldn't. See what happens. Your son sees your husband for what he is, a coward. He is afraid to upset him. Don't you see how that affects that kid? He knows that. There's no strength in it. There's no wisdom in it. There's no divine love in it. He's just a nice guy. It's not good enough. He's got to be a man. And how does he become a man? Is because he needs the Spirit of Jesus in him and flowing through him. So he is not speaking to his son, but God through Jesus is speaking to him. And he can tell the difference. Can you see what I'm saying? That gives him authority. It gives him a authority that is able to break down his resistance, because it's pure and it's sweet and it's strong. And I just don't know how to say it any better. I think I need to kick your husband's rear end. Have him call me. Have him call me.
Okay.
He's too weak for you. You love his weakness.
No, I
and
don't
you have
like
a secret,
it. I don't
but
like
you have
it.
A secret resentment. You have a secret
no,
resentment.
No, I don't like it. I want him to be firm. I don't like it at all.
But that's right. You resent him. No, you resent him. You not only don't like it, it goes to being resentful secretly.
Oh.
And not achieving this and pushing him to achieve this. Help my son. He can't. He doesn't know what love is. Listen, you're just a lovely lady, Diana. Joanna, is it? Yes. Listen, you're a nice lady. Have your husband call me on this radio program. We'll take it further. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you so much, Roy. Bye.
Yes. I didn't mean to hurt you. Okay, bye. Well, we'll take another call. It's Ted from Central North Carolina, is that right?
Yes, yes.
How are you, sir?
Okay. I really admire that you can get through stresses in life as many years as you can. And I've pretty much shut down emotions, but kind of like forced everything shut down. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm not quite sure what you said.
Okay. I don't like being emotional at all.
You know, but emotions cannot be taken. You can't overcome your own emotions. They were given to you. They were, how can I say it? And you inherited them through the generations. In other words, emotion is for an animal, not for a human.
Oh, yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
I know,
and so salvation has to do with him taking that away and giving you the innocence of standing up your ground. Now, I want every American, every Christian could understand this. I know I'm being super strong and very forward, but what you're looking for, but what you're looking for is no feeling at all. Yes, there's something flowing through you, but you don't see what it is. You don't see what the timing is. Timing is everything. And the sound of your voice is changing because it's not having the emotion anymore. It's carrying love. If I can be simple, he's carrying love that overcomes the disobedient one, the foolish one. And he feels relief and he doesn't know why. See, And it,
they meet up
my
with
life.
Because then,
my,
yes.
Huh?
Yeah, because
I'm
then
sorry.
They meet up with, they, what you're saying is then they meet up with the right force. If you have the right thing in you, then.
Yes, it is. And so
exactly.
You can't, of yourself, you can do nothing. The Father
right.
within you. Yes, the series of fathers, if it comes to that. In other words, you do unto others what was done to you, in a good way. And then the
yeah.
person who is saved by that good way is flows, the flow never stops. It's like the universe. Whatever starts the universe is still expanding. And
yeah.
it's expanding at a certain rate, at a certain speed, with a certain amount of energy, always exactly the same. And it was, should be coming through the whole of the human race, beginning with Christians. Beginning with Christians, they need to know what love is, but they don't. But they're decent. I hope they're decent,
yeah.
because some of them might be listening to me right now and curse me for it.
Well, they're stuck with metaphor. That's the problem. They're interpreting it, right. I mean, they have too much stuff, right?
That's right.
But
what are your medical issues? You have a question, though.
You have, yeah, I don't really trust doctors. It's really, they'll just give you medication and mess you up, a lot of nerve, nerve
well,
inflation, let's put it that way.
Well, it's trying to overcome your emotions and struggling with them.
Yeah.
And as if you can cure them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll just do my damnedest to,
Yeah, you struggle with your problem. And you get angry with the problem. And then you may change and appease the problem. And you go one to the other. And you never get anywhere. And you have anxiety. You have anxiety,
right.
I'm sure you. That's it.
Right, it vacillates between that and severe depression, yes. It's really, yeah.
Yes. Now, if you were to go to my website, FHU.com, and get the 7-minute meditation, it doesn't cost any money. I'm going to be giving all this away before I die. And anybody can't afford anything. Then anything we can give that could be put on your TV or whatever it is you call it.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? I forgot.
I'm not into tech, right, so whatever, yeah.
Yeah, whatever device you have. And then you listen to it. It's only 7 minutes. And I'll show you how it's a little journey. And if you close your eyes and look at your eyes and you can see thought. Now, to be able to see thought with your eyes closed means there's a light shining on it. Would you not agree with that? So,
okay. So
instead of struggling, just watch for this next feeling to come up and watch it. And then you, in other words, you become aware of it. And when you become aware of it, it will dissolve. And when you can see something in your head and you're struggling with it, instead of struggling with it, just stop and watch it. And you can actually see it. And what is causing you to see with our eyes. This is being able to see with our eyes, the thought.
Uh-huh.
So you're not looking at it with your eyeballs. You're looking at it through your eyes. And you see
understand.
It.
Right.
Yes,
right.
It goes away. And if you could do that to everything for a little while, I will show you how it's done. You just go to FHU.com and copy it. And put it on your iPhone or whatever you have.
Okay.
And you'll see in a day or two, maybe right that minute, it can happen that quickly. All of a sudden, there's no feelings.
Good.
But you're free from feelings. Feelings
good.
Are they capture you. They enslave you.
Yeah, even
to other people's will.
Right.
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
Because
it distracts you, it connects you to the outside, whereas
it enslaves you
exactly.
to the outside. And every
that's
time you react, it gets stronger.
Right.
And then you have illness. And then they treat the symptoms, but don't understand the cause.
Mm-hmm.
It's inherent sin. We all inherit it. We all come into the world as little children, ladies, little girls, and little boys, and we have intuition. And I'm talking to you, your intuition that you lost. Because when he came into the culture came into you through your parents.
Right.
And the parents nearly always ruin their children. And they don't see it.
Too.
They think there's something wrong with the kids.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, tally-ho, I hope you give it a shot.
Thanks. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. All right. Well, we've got a few minutes left, and the number is 800. I do hope you became aware that I'm an old geezer, and I've said this kind of thing God knows how many times, but it's not always the same. It has to have. Now, it has to have the energy of God. There has to be energy there. So that it's not me that speaks, but him that makes a home in me. Know ye not that you're the temple of the living God, and the Spirit dwells within. There's all kinds of words in the Bible that makes the point. But Jesus himself says, of myself, that you see, I do nothing. Father within me. God is in me, and I am in my disciples. And my disciples, now you can take that as far as you can go until it multiplies into hundreds of millions of people. And I have hundreds of millions of people with God inside them. And although we have different ways of working, scientists, painters, whatever it is, it's all the same spirit, a spirit of love that's flowing through you, but not from you. Big difference. Well, may I suggest, I do hope you value what I'm saying and how important it is to be free. I am free even in a jail. And don't think I haven't been in a jail for standing up for myself. I shall put up on my screen one day the headlines of a person in Houston, and this is more than 53 years ago. Headlines: hypnotist. It was a hypnotist. I think it was. Healed a little child with a broken arm. I don't remember exactly, but I could put it on my website, and so you can see this. I have a copy of it, and I put it up every now and then. And there's a story. I was practicing hypnosis, but I was still in the diamond business at that time, so I hadn't. I understood hypnosis, and I've been in the military, and I was a naughty boy there because I didn't have to clean my rifle if I didn't want to. I didn't have to clean my shoes. I had them all under my influence. I didn't overdo it. I can remember two officers come here. I said, oh boy, I understand you can hypnotize people. Can you hypnotize us? I said, yes, sir, sit down. And they never woke up to the next morning and didn't know we didn't do our duty because we just played. That was, I'm not proud of that, if you don't mind me saying so. But I was a naughty boy then. But I know how to do all this. But I eventually discovered that every person on earth, wherever you're born, that's who you are. So if you were born in Borneo, you'd be a cannibal. You couldn't. The others are all cannibals. And if you stand up and say, hey, this is wrong, they eat you. And Hitler Germany, same way. But look, why has it come that way? Because we don't stand up. We don't. We try to appease. And appeasement only causes war. The program number is 9009. And 9009, please support my program. A gentleman, let me tell you a story. And then we'll finish with the program. There's a young man from India. And Sanjay. Sanjay is a popular name, I think, in India. And he was only with me for about a year. But now, 40 years has passed, or maybe more, and his life has changed. And he's happy. And there's a little story to that. He decided he wants to make a movie. He'd bring his team over. Would you help him do? He's a very good artist. He's done 17 movies in India successfully. He wants to. Well, you know, I only have so much time to go. And he wants to capture some of the things that I've been doing. And it will, to me, it would be very helpful for you to learn a little bit about my life and how I dealt with the most difficult things you could possibly imagine and always come out smiling. And so he knows that. And he knows the stories of me taking, listen carefully, just a little piece of a story. I live in a nice house in Ventura, California. And there wasn't a guard water. I don't know what you call it. In other words, it was on the ocean, and there was the ocean was in front of us, so to speak, the canals. But they didn't have a breakwater for boats, so you couldn't use your boat. I bought it cheap. It's worth a fortune right now. However, there's a blank piece of property next to me, and then and down the street, about 20 bad guys, just really bad guy gangs, and they just going up and down the street, and the police never could catch them, etc., etc. I went to all the people, and they were all afraid. And one day, this is true. This is one of the things that are amazing. And so I stood there. The cars go up and down. You know how they make the cars go up and down like they're laughing at you? And they were going up and down the street. So I stuck in the middle of the street and just stood there and felt like my feet were stuck to the ground. I won't move. They have to stop or kill me. That wasn't enough. Next morning, there was about 20 of them there. Just one, 100 feet away. And I said, who is your the big guy. And the big guy came forward. And I won't tell you the story, but I mesmerized him. And he couldn't fight. I didn't have to hit him. His hands froze. And he, I said, and it was, I'm not going to, I haven't got the time to tell you what I did. But his hands was, he wanted to hit me. I said, your hand is frozen, you can't do it. And to his surprise, he could not put his hand down. He could not hit me. Now, I wouldn't hit him. And then he ran away. And he got on his motorcycle. I said, I'll get you for speeding. Who's next? Next day, they were all gone. Now, this is a story within a story here. I didn't have the chance to say, but I'm not going to claim that it was me. There is no me. There is only a shell that speaks through me, and that's freedom. In other words, I don't have to be responsible for anything, in a manner of speaking, if I open my heart to Jesus, who opened my heart from him, and open your heart from me. So it's a chain, a sort of a chain, exponential chain. God does it to his disciples. The disciples find other disciples, and in extension, it became Christianity, and Christianity lost, began to lose the beautiful simplicity of having love in your heart that is coming through you, but not from you. And so you can never take credit for whatever you're called to do. And you do miraculous things, and you find that your life falls into place naturally. You don't have to you don't have to figure out anything, and you don't have to do the timing of whatever thing it is. It's freedom. You can't be touched. And at the end of this series of concepts I just said, where all of your emotions are gone, and not only the love of God is flowing through you, but it's not coming from me, it's always very important to make that clear. It's flowing through me and keeps me alive. A car needs gasoline. It cannot give itself gasoline. The human spirit needs energy to function. Yes, it's invisible energy, but so is evil invisible energy. But it becomes visible in the misery you have, whereby I have no sense of anger, fear, accomplishing anything, only doing what my master gives me. And it's all of goodness. It's all of goodness forever and ever. Amen. All right. Let me give you the website. I get tangled up with that sometimes. FHU.com. Foundation of Human Understanding is FHU.com. Simple. And you can download. And if you don't have any money to get anything you want that could be visible, you know, so you can get a copy of it, it doesn't cost any money for us. And so you can have the value of that. Just say, I can't afford it. Thank you. Could I get this or that? And so, some things we can't do it because I can't explain it right now. But the important things, yes. Okay. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And the phone number is 800-877-3227.